Hello everyone, my name is Laura.
And my name is Anouk.
And we're the co-host of the International Student Voices podcast, the ultimate guide for studying and living in the UK.
There are so many degrees out there to choose from, and we know firsthand how challenging it can be to figure out what you want to study after university. That's why we've chosen to start a new series where we deep dive into different categories of degrees to give you a kind of detailed overview from students who have studied it or who are currently studying those degrees. And obviously, to start with, we thought we'd do kind of an overview of media and communication degrees, or at least degrees kind of related to that field, because it was both of our undergraduate degrees.
Yeah, definitely. I feel that generally students are very interested about studying communication and media. And I remember back in France, for example, when you study communication and media or anything related, it's very, very different to what you can expect in the UK. And I think that's good to highlight it, because when I first arrived in the UK, first started my degree, and Anouk thought the same. We literally had no clue what to expect, but it was a good surprise, of course. But still, it would be very interesting to kind of dive headfirst into experience, what it is like to study communication and media studies, and how vast and broad is this field.
Yeah, I completely agree, because I feel like looking on those like pages for modules and just the course in general on the page of the university you're interested in is something. You can get some information there, but I don't know, it's hard to get like a real feel for what it's like until you're actually there studying the modules. So I think it's really great that we're here. We've done 3 years of media and communication, and we've taken so many different kinds of modules. So I think we're really, you know, able to kind of give you a good overview of what it's like to study a degree related to the media and communication field.
Definitely. So before, like, I think first and foremost, we should define what is communication and media studies. So generally, a degree in communication and media studies kind of prepare you to work in the media industry. So it's kind of self-explanatory. But so it helps you to analyze the way media reflects, represents, and influences society. So generally it's very theoretical, but you also have on the side generally practical modules. So you analyze and study the history, evolution, and current status across press, broadcasting, advertising, and all the digital media. So it's very vast. You explore very different types of media. And I think that's what's make it very interesting, because at the end of the day, you're doing your first year. So it's very cool because you're kind of exploring different areas, fields of communication and media studies.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, when you get out of high school, very few people know exactly what they want to do. And I think media and communication studies allow you to explore a lot of different areas and then maybe specialize yourself throughout the years and decide to take specific modules, which is really great. Even within the types of degrees, so we're talking about media and communication studies, but then you have specific degrees. So we did the actual media and communication degree, but there's a lot of other degrees that you can do out there, and they combine a lot of things like social sciences or creative subjects. So there's such a large range. We can like list a few. So I know that's, for example, I'd apply to something called, I think, digital media and society. You have things like journalism, film photography and media, also more maybe linked to communication, things like political communication, and then things more linked to like business and marketing, like promotional media. So it's so vast, and there are so many options out there that I think, you know, it's such a great degree and like field to be in.
Yeah, definitely. I have like many friends that decided to go for example, journalism. Other were more into like digital media, and other were specialized, like even studying communication and media, they specialize in political communication. So you have so many different, so many different ways to specialize in the field that you're interested in.
Yeah, and I think it's exactly what we did as well for our own degrees. Like, I went on to do a degree in marketing afterwards, so I made sure to take things like promotional media, mobile media, that kind of stuff. And you went on to do PR, so you took your own modules as well.
Yeah, definitely. Oh yeah, that was the cool thing about studying in Leeds as well, because obviously we're talking about communication and media studies, but our experience is mainly based on one degree at a specific university. But the University of Leeds, what they did, generally second and third year, you had so many different optional modules, and you could basically select the module like you wanted to study. So Anouk selected some modules. I decide to specialize, for example, in more like speech or internet policy, whatever, like it was very much like, yeah, based on what you wanted to do. And I think that's absolutely amazing. And yeah, so I think that one of the big questions when you're applying for a communication and media degree is what do you need? What are the entry requirements? And is it easy to get into the field? How is it working? Generally, I'd say that it depends, of course, on the university, on the degree. So make sure you check the course requirements. So that's definitely going to change from one university to another. But don't worry about that. It's not necessary if you're really passionate about the subject and you have the grades that the university is asking for. There is no reason why you wouldn't enter or wouldn't start a communication and media degree or studies. So yeah. Completely chill on that side.
Mm-hmm. I think a few good things to definitely like look into though, if you're, for example, in high school right now and have, you know, the ability to specialize yourself in certain certain topics and that kind of thing. I think if you look at like topics related to English language or literature or even things like psychology or sociology at a kind of like A level or equivalent in your country, I think is very good because the degree has a lot of those qualities. And so it'll make it obviously easier for you when you're doing this degree because you'll find some similarities within your high school experience and then at university. And kind of similar to that as well, I think working on your written skills is really important. So for a media and communication degree, or like studies at least, you'll do a lot of writing usually. And I think it's not the case for every degree out there. So it's definitely something that you need to know that you're good at. It's something that you can improve obviously during the degree you're doing, but I think working on that prior is also gonna help you a lot. Whether you choose to do things like, I don't know, write more essays or do some more creative writing on your own time, I think is really going to help you further along the line when you start at that degree at university.
Yeah, for sure. And also bearing in mind that we're talking about like a bachelor's degree, but that's the same for a master's. Okay, depending on the field you're coming from, like you're currently studying and what master's you're applying to, it's also how you're going to link the modules you selected to the degree you're applying. And I think that's the same for every type of like degree. And I think the UK is also very flexible in that sense. You do have the possibility to change fields of studies. And it's not uncommon to see students, for example, studying history, studying journalism, even PR, marketing, and then specializing in communication and media, because those fields are obviously very related. And yeah, I think, yeah, it's nothing's impossible. And especially in the UK, I feel they're quite open-minded in that sense.
And then I want to add on to that as well, because you were talking about like going from a bachelor's to a master's degree. I think both people who want to get into the media and communication field, whether it's through a bachelor's degree or a master's degree, should also look into researching topics that they're interested in, or just topics that are related to the degree, whether it's kind of reading the news or doing your own research, reading a few books. Because I think it's always good to become knowledgeable, whether it's to help you write the personal statement or just kind of get an understanding of what you'll be studying. Because if through those readings you realize, oh, I'm actually not really interested in what I'm reading, maybe the course isn't for you. So I think it can help you both, you know, understand if the course is for you, but also maybe, you know, have a head start in that sense of having a bit of knowledge. Obviously, you don't need to know everything and they don't expect you to have that, but it's always a plus, I think.
Definitely. And to kind of like go through what modules you will be studying, again, this will vary depending on the university and the course you selected. But based on our own experience, at least communication and media studies at the University of Leeds, you have many different modules that you can select, or different fields that you can specialize in. Again, I'm kind of being repetitive here, but I think that's one of the advantage of studying such a degree. But it could be, for example, modules in history, more philosophy, sociology, psychology or journalism. For example, we have modules in journalism ethics, or if you were more interested about politics, it was citizen democracy, power politics in the media. And if you are more interested about as well the policy side of it, is we had modules in media policy, internet policy, or PR/marketing. Or digital media would be more about mobile media, promotional culture, or international communication. So I feel that that's very much, yeah, very broad and allows you to kind of specialize in, yeah, select the modules you're really interested in. And I think, yeah, because I remember third year of uni, I selected more modules related to digital media and policy, so internet policy, mobile media, and yeah, I think that's really nice.
And also, I'm looking like on notes right now, and I feel like something else that you will definitely be studying, at least if you're doing a communication and media degree, you can't kind of run away from it. It's semiotics. You will hear the word semiotics in first year, in second year, in third year, in every single module. You literally can't get away from it. And it's basically the study of signs, and you can do that whether it's like looking at writing, looking at visual things, like pictures or literally anything, posters, and it's just everywhere. So it's just, I feel like it's a little inside joke for everyone who studied media and communication. But yeah, you will see the word semiotics or semiotic everywhere.
Yeah, this was even in my dissertation, so you cannot escape it in some ways. Yeah, I think that's what was even like one of the first courses that we did, first year of uni. I had no clue why I was there and what I was studying, but you definitely start grasping the like most important concepts and yeah, what it is about very quickly.
Yeah, I feel like in a lot of courses, what they'll do at the start of your first year or in your first year in general, they'll give you very generic modules. So, as Laura said, there's a lot of modules further along the line in like second and third year that you can choose from. But in first year, there's a lot more core modules, and they're really great to give you an overview of the kind of field you're studying. And I think it's great because it helps everyone understand certain things, certain, technical words and that kind of stuff, and like historical elements that, even if you've done your own research or if you haven't, then everyone's up to speed. So I think coming in without too much knowledge, it shouldn't be scary because there's those core modules that cover a lot of the essential things you need to know in first year.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it took me about a year to understand really like what was expected for me in essays and everything. I think like the first year is always about understanding, but that's like the same for every courses, understanding how it works, how the academic system in the UK works and everything. And then as soon as you get that, I think it becomes easier and easier. And also generally like with the concepts that you're studying first year, all the modules that you're studying are very broad, but you're going to build on those second and third year. So I think that's also important to like highlight. And in terms of like the assessments, again, that varies across degrees, universities. But generally, it's coursework, so it's essays that you'll need to write. Generally, as well, you have a lecture that's followed by a seminar. So they will ask you to read, let's say, two readings, three readings, and then you just be debating those readings in the seminars with other students, or just yeah, kind of it's more the practical side of it. And then it's obviously exams, presentations, group projects, and then the final year dissertation, so in your third year.
Yeah, and also the final year dissertation, I think, especially in such a like a more creative field like media and communication, can look very different. So, for example, we talked about a course that could be called Film Photography and Media. They had one like that at Le in Leeds, and I think they had to write like a script for a documentary, or they even had to film a documentary. And then digital media had to do something linked to like something digital. We had to write just like your standard dissertation. But I think that's what is really great as well, is that, things can look, not only can you study so many different things, but the outcome and the way you're examined can look really different as well, which is, I think, quite exciting if you want to do like a course which is linked to like a more creative field like this.
Yeah, definitely. And as well, if you don't like writing, I feel that you have other options. Not necessarily, as Anouk said, in media and communication degree, but like in other degrees as well, related to media and communication studies.
And then kind of diving more into the kind of skills that you can gain from a media and communication degree, or at least media and communication studies, we can kind of look into maybe career specific ones first, because I think they're the ones that when you're studying a degree, you're really like you find it really important, because obviously you're doing a degree to then go into a career. So I think, for example, if you're really interested in PR like studies like Laura was, I think it can really bring you skills like effective communication with specific audiences across a lot of different mediums. I think in terms of journalism as well, I think it has a lot of skills like researching, interviewing, writing stories. There's a lot of specific modules for those kinds of things, which are really great, as well as using things like broadcast, radio, or even podcast. I know at the University of Leeds, they had these big rooms where you could do like radio recordings. I think there was also one for like photography, one if you wanted to be like do some TV presenting. So I think it's quite fun. You get to kind of experience a lot of those different things.
And then in terms of like the skills that you can gain from a media and communication degree or media and communication studies, generally it's creative and critical thinking, effective communication, presentation. So when generally when you're working on a group project, they will ask you to present something, so that can happen. Research, a lot of research. I think that's you reading books and articles, and yeah, that's basically what you will be doing for 3 years. So you need to like research and writing, but also synthesis and evaluation of information. So as I said, you will be reading a lot of content, and it's important for you to kind of narrow it down and kind of filter what's important in the information or the readings that you will be doing, and also team working. So as I said, you will be working with other people sometimes, and I think that's, yeah, very interesting in that sense.
And also something else that I can bring you, I feel like, is market research. So it's something that you'll do throughout your dissertation, and I think it's a good way of looking into how to analyze like audience behaviors, the way media is consumed, and even through the readings you'll do, there's a lot of obviously journal articles, and journal articles are market research. So it's really great to get kind of these key skills that you will be using in a career later on.
Yeah, for sure. In terms of like the job that you can get, it's kind of the same, like kind of repeating what you just said, but it could be in broadcasting if you're interested about radio, podcasting. I myself did like volunteer at hospital radio. We did some podcasting with Anouk, but again, we're specialized in PR and marketing, so it can be very broad, and you can apply this in your own career. So campaign officer, you can work as a digital marketer, or more specializing, as Anouk said before, in marketing specifically, public relations specifically, as I did, or more into social media, journalism. Like, it's very varied and broad, so that's good in that sense. And what you could do as well is studying communication media or a communication media studies, and then specializing in your master's in something you're interested in. So for example, that's what Anouk did, like in marketing, that's what I did in PR. It's kind of like selecting what you're interested about, and then you specialize in this field in your master's degree.
Definitely. And then there's also some professional accreditations for some of those courses. So I know that some journalism degrees may be accredited by the National Council for the Training of Journalists and Broadcast Journalist Training Council. So that kind of gives that stamp of approval that, you know, you can then work into journalism, because some people maybe, if you want to become a journalist, you might need those kinds of accreditations. So if you're choosing a course that offers that, I think it adds a lot of credibility, which is really great. And even for PR, if you're choosing a course that is accredited by the Chartered Institute of Public Relations, that's also similar to journalism, another plus to have. And a last thing that I kind of wanted to highlight is everything we've just talked about. I think there's quite a few degrees that are a bit similar to our communication and media degree. So I think if you thought that everything we just said was quite interesting, I know it doesn't directly apply to these other degrees, but I definitely look into them. So I think things like filmmaking, drama, dance and cinematics, the history of like art, architecture and design, things like marketing, so that would be more like a business degree, philosophy or English. I think they're all degrees that have similar skills and like a few similar points to like that are linked to the media and communication degrees. So I think, I don't know, if everything we said was quite interesting and you're like, okay, this sounds a bit interesting, but it's not exactly what I want, maybe look into those fields, because I think they're quite similar, and there's so much overlap and there's so many degrees out there that I think I'm hoping that by describing everything that we did and what the modules are like and everything, it'll really help you narrow down your choice, because I know it's such a hard choice to make, especially when you're, you know, out of high school, it feels like it's such a defining moment. I think as long as this can help you, that would be really great. Cool. So I think we'll end it here. And check out our podcast channel, because we'll be having other people on describing other degrees. So If you also have a degree that you want more insight on, please feel free to reach out to us on Instagram at ISV Podcast, and we'll find a guest to come on the podcast and talk about their degree. If you're interested in hearing about marketing and PR, because we also did our masters in that, we'll definitely be more than happy to discuss that on the podcast. And yeah, you can check out our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and our website, isvpodcast.com. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye.